Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Makeup Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Henry. And on today's episode, we are going to have one of my all-time best friends, Lacey Pence. And we are going to be talking all the things, spilling a whole lot of tea, and there's going to be some wild stories. So stay tuned. Hey, what's going on? This is wild. I am so excited right now.
Yeah.
Obviously, everybody knows Lacey Pence, MUA. And everybody knows that we've been friends for fucking forever.
Like almost
11 years.
Yeah, 11
which
years.
Which is insane. Mm-hmm. So I'm so excited to be doing this. I feel like this episode is going to be... stupid as fuck and like really fun.
No, it will be.
And so I'm very excited for this.
Me too.
Okay. Well, let's tell the people about us and introduce yourself.
Yes.
Say who you are.
I'm MUA Lacey XO.
Get it right.
I hate that name. I don't know why I created that for an Instagram name. It sounded like cute and girly at the time. And now I'm like, I can't change it.
Have you always had that?
Yes.
That's always been your name.
Yes. And people go, what's a MUA?
My dad.
MUA.
Yeah. That's
makeup artist. It's an acronym. But that's my Instagram. And I've been doing makeup for, oh my God, like 10, 11 plus years, but I was never good.
Well, until recently. Well, not recently, but.
Like up until last year.
Up until 6 months ago, yeah. She was good.
But obviously, like doing makeup for that long.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. And it doesn't feel like that long.
No. I feel like, okay, so Lacey and I, we met at Macy's, okay? And...
Dirty, crusty Macy's.
Macy's in Grossmont Center, which if you don't know where that's at, that's all right. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And she started in Lancome. I was just Holiday.
Yes.
And I was an on-call Holiday. And let me tell you, first time I met you, you were so fucking rude to me, didn't like me, told me to talk normal, like this wasn't my voice.
If people meet you for the first time and they hear your voice, they think you're faking it.
Of course.
And they think this is all like a show.
I remember. Which
we all have our customer service voice. I'm guilty of it too. Yeah. And yours does get higher pitched.
It's for sure.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm like nervous or something, I feel like it gets higher. And then when you're like, I don't know, around people or like clients.
Yes. Yeah, it gets higher. It does.
Yeah.
So when I met you and you talked like that, I said, stop trying to sound cute. Like, why do you sound like that? And you had bleach blonde hair and black eyebrows.
Yeah. And they were square and they were really harsh. And we both didn't have lips.
Of course not.
We had no lips. I had black square eyebrows.
I had a square head.
Yeah. Oh.
I teased my hair like Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
It was short and it looked like a square.
Yeah.
My ID is still
I wish you had your ID in here.
What do you mean? Of course I have it.
Why not? We'll pop it in at the end. We'll take a photo of it and we'll add it. So
I don't think I'll ever change it.
Yeah. John is nodding his head. So we're definitely
going to glow up. But I kind of like to let people know, like, started from the bottom.
Now we're here.
Now I'm here.
Lacey and I met at Macy's and it was just a wild time because, yes, she was a dick to me about my voice. But then we kind of like bonded over that.
I think the first time we like actually hung out was we went to IMATS. Oh my God. Remember that?
That was, when was that? 2013?
Yeah, something around there. And we bought like the RCMA foundation.
It was January of 2014.
Yes. And that was like, oh, that's going to be so cool to add to our kits. And we bought like Morphe brushes.
And a Morphe blush palette.
Yep. That and was like in that shitty packaging.
Yes.
And that was like the beginning of it. And we drove to a couple hours. So we obviously were like talking the whole time.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. IMATS. The thought of going to IMATS now.
We get discounts now.
Yeah, I'm okay.
We don't need to be doing that.
I don't need to be driving to LA up for all of that. And it's like, I don't know, kind of shitty makeup. No offense on like RCMA.
We've just, there's better brands out there now.
Yeah.
Very much so.
That is wild.
Mm-hmm.
And then we worked at Macy's, bestie for the resty. And then Lacey quit.
I said, fuck this place. I'm going to go apply at Sephora because that was like the thing to do.
And I told you, hey, check it out. Get a foot in the door. Let me know how it is. Mm-hmm. And if it's good, take me with you.
Yeah.
And then...
And you got hired there as Holiday.
Why does everybody keep hiring me as Holiday?
Because they want to see
test the waters.
Yeah, they want to see if you're going to fit in too.
Yeah, but like that's rude, but whatever. I guess I am where I am now. Yeah. You get hired full time for everything and I was fucking Holiday, had to work way.
I demand a position.
Definitely. I was very like, I've always been like very like people pleasy, you know what I mean? And kind of like, it's always hard to speak up. Obviously, I've changed now, but yeah, definitely back then they were like, we're putting you on as Holiday. And I went, okay, great.
And I said, I need full-time benefits.
Yeah.
I'm also older.
Well,
we love to make that known.
Okay. So Lacey is
34
and I'm 29. So
we're 5 years apart. So
5 years
this
and
next
a month.
Year, well, this year I'll be 35 and you'll be 30. And I feel like that's the time
that's
we need to go to Vegas.
Oh God. Bella keeps talking about Vegas and it's like, that all seems great. It really does.
But it depends where we go. We're not going to go to a club.
What if I have a panic attack?
I want to go to a dive bar, go to a show, maybe.
Yeah.
Eat.
Yeah. I want to watch like people.
Cirque du Soleil or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be down for that.
Like a magician.
But I don't want to go to a club.
No. I want to watch like some guy put on like a vest and try to get out of it. Like Michael Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, also, let everybody know we're obsessed with The Office. And if you're not obsessed
it's not have you watched The Office, it's do you watch The Office.
What episode are you on?
Yeah, we've watched it over and over and over, and it's not you watch it once and that's it, no.
This is why we get each other.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I know, magazine. My magazine. Mm-hmm. I'll pop a picture of that.
Oh,
there.
And that's what she said.
I mean, show the people.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
If you don't have an Office tattoo,
John's
and you like
face,
Office,
I
you don't
wish you could all see John's face. He thinks that's amazing.
If you don't have a tattoo, that's just for sillies.
Listen here. What are you doing?
Especially if you have a lot of tattoos.
Yeah.
You can't. No. What's your silly one?
Well, I don't know. I need one of Dwight Schrute. Maybe a beat.
Yeah.
I'll get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Done. All right.
Yeah.
So next time you guys see me, I'm going to have a tattoo of a beat in my armpit.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. Anyways. Okay. So this is going to be a wacky episode. I'm just letting you all know. Yes, we're makeup artists, but we're also best friends. So
and
it's
I have
kinda
ADD,
like,
so that's the problem.
We'll get here because,
This, that. It's always something.
It's going to be a wild time. It's going to be a crazy thing to edit. So I guess we'll just see what happens.
Yes.
Okay.
We're talking about Macy's then Sephora. Okay. Yes.
Okay. You worked there first. I finally got hired as Holiday. And then we worked there for what, like 4 years?
4 years.
And
that's when Sephora was so good. Like all the training, all the gratis, all the
education.
Like they truly did harp on like, know the products, go to the brand reps, learn about this. You can sell. But back then it wasn't even about selling. It was more about artistry.
It was about artistry and educating your clients on what's best for them.
And that's when it thrived. And that's when we made so much money.
Yeah.
We made the company money.
Yeah. I was going to say, I got paid like $12.
Yeah. No. The pay wasn't it. But, and we couldn't get tipped, of course. So they're like, your tip is the gratis. And I'm like, gratis doesn't pay my rent, but okay.
I definitely got tipped.
So did
under
I.
Under the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's honestly how we built a lot of clients too. Like there'd be those people that like, how do I get you to come outside of here? And we would say, take my number.
No, seriously. Well, and we kind of had to do it kind of secretively. And that's kind of the thing too, that like Bella and I touched on in the first episode is, what is something that you can do as a makeup artist to like, what's some advice that you can do to give somebody if, you know, they're wanting to be an aspiring makeup artist or whatever. And Bella's was work for cosmetic retail.
Yeah.
And I think that's great advice because you build so much and you get to practice so much on people. And if you fuck up, it doesn't really matter because
but people don't want to pay their dues. Everyone nowadays is like, how do I get successful? How do I get a lot of Instagram, it's like, you need to pay your dues. What do you mean?
Yeah.
We've done so many weird jobs, sketchy jobs, shit for free, styled shoots. Like,
I'm so happy you brought that up because
none of this happened overnight. This took us years and years and years and years. So.
And you and I were very much like, I feel like everybody says now, like, oh, hustle culture is so bad and blah, blah, blah. Hustle culture is what got us to be mm-hmm. here. I remember like the amount of jobs that we would take before Sephora, like before oh, yeah. going to work and after going to work. And mm-hmm. on our one day off that we had, we would drive to some shitty part of town and mm-hmm. you'd have to lug all your stuff up this kind of like shiesty looking apartment. And it just was kind of mm-hmm. scary. And we didn't know anything. We didn't take deposits. We didn't do any of that.
No. And there'd be times where, you know, we didn't have a timeline, didn't have a contract. We yes. would just assume if they said four people, it'd be four people. And then you'd get there and they're like, oh, it's just actually going to be me.
Yeah. And what we didn't do anything about it because no. we didn't know any better.
Because we were happy to even have just that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we would work wedding. Let's say we did actually have like a full wedding.
Yeah.
And then we would have to be to work at 1 and then work like 1 to 9.
Yeah.
And then do it all over again.
Yep.
We'd People say don't
yes.
get it.
Yes. Well, and then I feel like one thing that I like tell everybody too, and I know that like you agree, is we said yes to
everything.
Everything.
Yeah. If like, it even seemed weird and I'm like, oh, this guy's like booking for his wife.
Yes. We still did it.
I said, okay. $100 is $100.
I mean, really though, yeah. if I die, I didn't die.
Yeah.
So here I am. No,
but we would tell people, hey, this is where I'm going. This is the address.
Well, yeah. Be safe, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's really true. Like, I feel like a lot of people now really are like, they want quality over quantity. But honestly, I feel like when you're first starting out, you need to have quantity over quality clients, not quality work, but like quality clients. Because mm-hmm. the only way you're going to get those quality clients is if you put in your mm-hmm. time and you hustle. That's what I think.
And you learn from everything.
Yeah.
Even if someone seems cool, you meet them and you're like, oh my God, they were so fucking weird. Delete their number, but you learned.
I know. Listen here.
Oh, we've definitely had some people that I'm like, we do not. I feel like we can get along with a lot of people.
Yeah.
But there's some clients and I'm like, lose my number.
Yeah.
I don't need.
Tell me why money. I feel like you and I were driving one time and a client texted you. God, this was years ago. And a client yeah. texted you and the panic on your face, because you knew who that client was yes. and you did not want to do it. And I'm pretty sure you like. But you, I don't know. I think you like blocked them right away.
Yes.
We've had some wild, wild experiences. Which,
that sounds really harsh, but also it's not.
No, I mean, I've done it too.
There's people that take advantage and they think that like you're yes. there to serve them. They hired you, so you need to just.
You're the help.
Yeah. And that's no.
No.
Sorry.
We're people, yeah. which, okay. What everybody wants to hear
what?
Are crazy stories.
Okay.
I already know everybody is waiting for crazy stories. And dude, I'm so excited to talk about just like the crazy shit that has happened.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
So, okay. So I was doing makeup for, ASMR. Mm. That was really nice. Mm-hmm. John is cracky up. John, I'm going to bring you in on this one day. Okay.
I love that sound. Iced coffee bean.
Lip gloss.
Oh yeah.
This is going to be horrible. People are going to fucking either turn this all the way up or turn this all the way down.
Either way, I don't care. We're having fun.
We are who we are.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember this was even like a few years ago. Maybe this was like back in like what, 2020? Maybe 2021 even. So
wait,
really.
Which one?
The throw up, what oh, I'm about
okay,
to yeah. tell.
Okay.
Get ready. Okay. So it's 2020, 2021. I don't know. This photographer, I'll say her name, Jessie. She's not the one that threw up on me or anything. Jessie, she does these like boudoir marathons, and I'll explain to you guys what a boudoir marathon is if you don't know. Mm. So boudoir photos are those like, I don't know, sensual, sexy photos that mm-hmm. anyone can take. Usually it's women can take to give either to their partner or make them just feel really good about themselves. Mm-hmm. And a marathon is when you do, you know, like a whole day of it. So I'm doing makeup for an hour. Jessie is taking photos for an hour. The next client comes in mm-hmm. and she takes, you know, photos of them. I'm doing makeup. And usually it's about like anywhere from like 4 to like 7 people, I would say, usually.
7's a lot, but.
7 is, mm-hmm. yeah. 4 is great.
4 to 5 is good. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want any more than that. But I was on my last person, okay? And just to give you some context, I'm not going to say names. I'm just not. That's rude, but
I know where she works.
This is going to get wild. So her and her friend came in. And to the shoot, they were both going to do one, not together, but they came together and they were going to obviously take photos separately. So while one of them was, you know, getting photos, the other one was getting makeup and vice versa. And they got there and they brought like three bottles of like the extra large Cook's champagne, you know, that $2 champagne. And it was literally like massive.
Uh-huh.
And they told me that they didn't eat for 3 days.
To be skinny.
Because
you'll be
this.
Skinny in 3 days.
Clearly. Yeah. You're going to be dead in 3 days if you don't eat is what you're going to be.
Yeah.
And they had said that they didn't drink any water that day because they didn't want water weight because, hi, who drinks water?
Bloating.
God. And anyway, so they got there and I'm doing a girl right before them. Mm-hmm. Like I was almost finished. And they opened that bottle of champagne. Next thing I know, I was on this client's lip, the one I was doing. I was on her lip. That bottle of champagne that they opened like 30 seconds ago was gone. Ooh. Like they drank it all. Ugh. They did not share it with anybody else. They drank it all.
That'd make my stomach hurt.
I would throw up. Yeah, no. Which, where is this going?
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay. So I did one of the girls and she was definitely, she wasn't drunk, but she was definitely feeling it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I was, and she was kind of like, woo, and kind of like slurry a little bit. And I thought, oh God, but whatever. No. So finished her. She's taking photos with the photographer. Then the other girl, I'm like starting her makeup and she sits in the chair and she's going like this. And she's like swallowing and she's closing her eyes.
That feeling where it's all like hot and it's just watery.
And you know,
mouth.
If you talk, you're going to throw up. And she, and I asked her before I started anything, I said, are you okay? And she went, mm-hmm. Like that part in Bridesmaids when that lady's about to throw up and she eats
Jordan
a fucking
almonds.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly it. And she was all, mm-hmm. And I said, okay. And at this point, by the time I had done her friend's makeup, they had finished the second bottle of champagne. Okay, so two bottles of extra large Cook champagne. And the girl, so I start with eyes. So I'm like doing her eyes and I was like barely touching her brows and... You know, I was trying to make like really light, simple conversation just because I could kind of tell she was definitely fading fast. She was fading.
Yeah.
She was turning pale quick.
Yeah.
And I looked at her and I saw her do this swallow thing and I stepped back and I said, are you okay? And she just looked at me and she went, mm-hmm. And I went, no. And so I said, if you do not feel good, I'm fine. I said, okay. So she's telling me she's fine. And I'm like, all right. You know, she's a grown woman. She's like 27.
Yeah.
You are grown. If you're going to throw up, just say, look, I drink a lot of champagne. I got to go throw up.
Yeah.
And it's like, just be honest.
Yeah.
Because I already knew. Yeah. And so she's sitting there and I was about to put like a lash on her and she literally throws up in her mouth, catches it with her hand and sits there. And I looked at her and I said, get out. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And she like realized what had happened and she's holding the throw up in her hand, in her mouth. And I said, go.
Yeah.
And so she starts walking to the bathroom and I'm like, run.
Yeah.
And so she
get
goes.
Get gone.
She goes and throws up and I start cleaning my stuff up because you almost threw up in my face.
Yeah.
I am not doing your makeup.
No.
And I ran into the photographer because this is her thing. I'm just doing makeup.
Yeah.
I ran to the photographer. Her friend was there still like doing photos. And I said, hey, go get your friend. She almost threw up on me in my, like it was literally an inch from my face. And I had to swallow for a second because that was really like, it was a vivid memory there. And her friend was like, well, what's going on? I said, well, she almost threw up. And I looked at Jesse, the photographer, and I said, I it was obviously very uncomfortable because she had paid like almost $800 for all of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I told Jesse, I said, this is your thing, but like, I feel very uncomfortable right now. And Jesse was like, it was just a really uncomfortable situation. Mm-hmm. And so the girl came back, was like crying, didn't say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But she just was like,
she's embarrassed as fuck.
Very embarrassed. Yeah. And she was like, please, like, can I? Please like do these photos. And I was just kind of like, and I was like, okay, maybe. And so I went to go put on her other lash, got both of her lashes on. And you know what? She just, I was sitting there and I looked at her and because I was doing it and I just felt very uncomfortable the whole time. Uh-huh. And I just looked at her and I said, I'm not finishing your makeup. Yeah. I said, this made me feel very icky and like, you haven't even apologized. Yeah. And I just feel very gross about it all. Well, Jesse, the photographer, was like, you know, she was kind of feeling how I was feeling. She's like, well, you know, she paid all this money. And it's like, I get it and mm-hmm. stuff. But also at the same time, how like disrespectful. I know. But Jesse took like maybe two photos of her without her makeup finished.
About to say, okay.
No, she had an eyelash hanging on because I wasn't trying to get close or anything. And she threw up on, literally that girl got up really quick, was running to the bathroom in the middle of these photos and threw up all in the hallway. And Jesse looked at her and she goes, get the fuck out.
Yeah, please.
Clean up this throw up and get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
That was one of my stories.
I mean, I kind of wish I was there, but I felt like I was there.
Oh, I told so many people. Oh, I posted on Instagram.
It's
because
it's unbelievable.
And the fact that like she didn't, I would have been on my knees being like, I'm so sorry. Like yeah. I'm embarrassed. And like, it just was icky. And
so bottom line, when you don't eat for 3 days, you won't be skinny. You'll just get sick.
Exactly. Drink water, eat food. God.
Yeah, studies have proven you don't lose weight doing it that way.
No, you don't. Yeah. And so I don't know. So that was a wacky time. And I remember that. And it was just,
I remember you called me right after it. I did. Like, no way.
I was horrified.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I heard you have a crazy story about.
This one's really good. It's not even. Yes.
I love this.
It's about to get a little like X-rated.
That's okay.
Okay. So I had this wedding. It was in November. The bride, so sweet, so cute. Love her. Okay. And
let me make that clear.
No. It had nothing to do with her. She was
great.
She was incredible. The bridal party was great. Everyone was like so much fun, having the best day ever. And I was like, wow, I love my job. Cool. Packing up, getting ready to go. The speaker, the Bluetooth speaker was like right by my kit. Mm-hmm. So they were playing music all morning.
Wasn't your speaker.
No.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. One of her friends had made a playlist for the morning of.
Okay.
Like fun songs and stuff. Mm-hmm. But apparently those people weren't the people that were there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So music's playing, whatever, I'm cleaning up. And then, you know, in the beginning of songs, like Body from Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, uh-huh.
Where it's like, and it's like, oh, like, and sometimes people like will talk in songs mm-hmm. or like at the end of songs and you're like, oh, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So the song comes on and it's like someone talking and we're all kind of like, what song is this, you know? And all of a sudden we hear... Mm-mm. Moaning.
No.
Straight moaning. And this wasn't a song. This was like a home recording. Someone's
home video.
It was. You can tell by the quality of it.
No.
You hear moaning, pounding, smacking, clapping of ass cheeks. Like, I'm not kidding. I'm going to do it. At one point I hear, like so loud. And I'm looking around at everybody and they're looking at me. And I said,
you said I didn't do this.
I said, what's happening? The bride's in the other room, by the way. And it just continues to go. And I'm trying to turn
it
down
continues?
The
continues
for a while.
Oh,
so
no.
So I tried to turn it down. I turned it up and it got louder. And I was like, oh my God. I said, I don't know what's going on. Everyone's like, what the fuck is happening? So then the bride comes out and she goes, what is this? You know, meanwhile, her mom's there. They don't have the best relationship. And her mom goes, that's you. That's you in the video. I hear you. That's you. She goes, that's your dog barking because there was a dog barking. That's how you know it was a home video. And it got just really uncomfortable for a minute. But like, how can you not just laugh at this? Because like, what's happening, you know?
Who has just a porno of themselves on their own phone?
I don't think it was the bride because the way she was reacting was she was like, what the fuck is that? Like she wasn't like,
oh
my God, let me turn it off. She was just like, I don't know what that is. But the mom was very convinced. That's you. That's you. I hear your dog.
Oh.
Meanwhile, I just am trying to clean my kit up and I'm all.
Lacey said, can I have my envelope? I gotta leave.
No, it was like the best day. But then hearing that, I said, that was wild. I don't think I've ever experienced that in my life.
Oh.
And then they changed the song. Then I said, see ya.
See ya.
See ya.
I gotta go.
That was at the Manchester Grand Hyatt.
A fancy hotel for a sleazy porno. That is great.
It was so loud. And you can tell she was just getting plowed.
Oh, well, Well, good plowed. For her. I was gonna say poor girl, but you know what?
No, she's having a good time.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I mean, she recorded it, so it must have been a good time.
But I don't know if it was like a video and then just like the audio was saved. Because how do you put it on a playlist?
Why would you save that audio?
I don't know. Was it supposed to be a joke? Was it on accident?
No, no, no. You know that was somebody like, oh, fuck. Definitely.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
I'm glad I saw it.
I'm glad you told me
about
it.
I'm glad I was there.
I'm glad you witnessed it.
I was laughing because I was like, this is not.
I'm glad you witnessed it so we all can witness it now.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
She knows who she is. I love her. Wow. Not the girl getting fucked.
No.
But the bride.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Oh God. Okay. So we're just gonna do as many stories as we can.
Okay.
Okay. So this next story.
Oh.
In November of this year. Okay. Well, this past year, whatever. God, what year is it? Who knows? Mm. So I had finished doing this wedding party.
Okay.
And Bella was with me. And this photographer, we were all kind of talking. We had finished the bridal party. We were cleaning up. Mm. It was a super chill day. The photographer was so sweet. I'm not going to say who it is just in case someone hears this. You can figure it out for yourselves if you want to be detectives. And so this photographer was like, you guys want to hear a crazy story?
Always.
And we said, well, duh. And she goes, no, I got to prepare you for this one because she goes, it is insane. And she goes, I've been telling everybody. And I said, oh, okay.
I mean, I do that too. But something like funny and crazy or like, I need everyone to know
I need everybody to hear like my throw up story.
Yeah, you got to tell everybody.
Exactly. So we're all, okay, sure. So I guess this wedding was, I don't know, sometime last year. Mm-hmm. And different wedding than the wedding I'm talking about. This wedding was like sometime last year and it was at a church, okay. And it was about to be the ceremony time.
Okay.
And nobody could find the groom. Like the bride, and everybody was telling the bride, like, hey, we can't find the groom. I don't know where he is. Mm-hmm. And so the photographer and the bride got together and they said, hey, let me, you know, I'll help you like search for him because no one could find him.
Sorry, I'm not trying to laugh.
And no one could
find. If I was
find,
in that situation, I'd be tripping.
And no one could find his mom.
Okay.
Okay. So no one could find the groom. No one could find the mom. And they're like, God, okay. And then they think like, okay, well, maybe, you know, maybe he's really nervous, you know, and she's like trying to tell him like a pep talk, like everything's going to be so great, whatever. You think the best in these situations. Yeah. And so the bride and the photographer went into this room.
Breastfeeding.
Went into this room and they found the groom breastfeeding off of his mother. Yeah.
That's not real.
That's real. The photographer looked me dead in the eyes and she goes, why would I make this up? Like, how do you even make that up? And I guess the mom was obviously lactating still. And I guess the first thing that the mom said to the bride is, we do this when he gets stressed out.
He needed one last suck before he became a mister.
Isn't that insane?
How is she still produced? Because she does
because
it all the
time. She does it for him all the time when he gets overwhelmed or stressed out.
Yeah, her nipples just start to leak.
They do.
Oh my
it's
God.
Like when she hears a baby cry from the office, Kevin.
Oh.
Literally. Isn't that crazy?
I feel like I heard about that. Like that was on Instagram. Like it was a post, like a crazy.
Could have been. Could have been.
But maybe multiple people do that.
I love to tell people that story. I really do because the photographer loved to tell me that story. And the fact that
she should have had her camera with her and taken a picture.
It, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like Michael Scott when
no
he pic, takes
no
a picture
of
Meredith's
boobs.
Michael, you put my boobs on.
<We're> gross.
There's going to be a lot of Office references, by the way. So if you don't know, you got to figure it out.
I was thinking of a story as you were talking.
Oh, no. Tell me.
You were there.
Oh, no.
And
oh,
I think it's
God.
Probably one of my favorite ones.
Oh, great.
Actually, it's not a favorite, but it's just like something that
you think of
was crazy to happen. And then I guess you guys can decide if this was the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes.
I'm going to give you a hint.
I know what it is.
Eyeshadow palette. Broken. Blue.
What?
Okay. So this was Shelby's wedding. It was at an Airbnb. I want to say in Hillcrest. We get there at like 5 in the morning. It was so dark out. We go in And there was a whole, there was like two or three levels. Mm-hmm. And there was a downstairs with like, okay, there was a downstairs with like plenty of counter space, plenty of space in general. And obviously we want to avoid stairs as much as possible. So we said, can we set up down here? And they said, no, we want you to go upstairs. And we're like, why? And we look upstairs and there's nowhere to set up. Go figure. Because as if we don't do this every day. Like, we know what we need to set up to produce good work.
Yes.
Okay. So we go up like, what, two flights of stairs or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it was a three-level house. Yes. And we entered in through the garage. So yes, there were actually four sets of stairs they wanted. Yeah. And like big stairs.
And it was early and it was cold. Yeah. And we're just like, seriously? Like, yeah, why can't we just stay down here?
Whatever.
So the makeups go up, they make us go upstairs and we're setting up and there's like all this carpet and stuff.
It's white.
White carpet.
And it's an Airbnb.
Okay.
Just throw that out there.
So we're setting up our chairs. And at that time I had my chair with just like one side table. So on that side table, I had like my eyeshadow palettes and such. This palette was probably one of my favorite palettes. It's when Dose of Colors first came out and it was the Desi Katie one. So it had like all the mattes, all the warm colors, but then they had like that sparkly burgundy and that sparkly electric blue. Okay. I love that palette. I never used that blue, but I love that palette. So one of the girls goes to sit down and I said, be careful. The chair's like wobbly. We're on
carpet.
Because
we're on carpet. Yeah.
What does she do? Plops her ass down with all of her might. So then it shakes the whole table and my shit falls on the ground. Mm-hmm. My palette breaks.
Yeah.
And what color breaks on the white carpet? The blue one.
It sure did.
I was still annoyed because I'm like, one, that's my palette. And she just didn't even say anything.
Yeah, she didn't say, I remember that. She didn't say,
oh shit, I'm sorry. I didn't
know. Let me help you.
No. So that palette was broken and I was like kind of annoyed because they don't make it anymore. And then also there's a mess.
But we couldn't deal with that in the moment.
No.
Couldn't deal with it. They had to be ready in like
by 10 or 11 a.m. or something.
I think it was before that.
And it was a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they wanted glam.
Every single person.
Very dramatic makeup. So I was like, we have things to do. So we finished. We're about to clean up. I just keep looking at that mess. Like, it was huge.
Yeah.
But like, what were we going to do? I don't have a steam cleaner.
Yeah.
So we left it.
Well, okay. To be fair, if I would have tried to clean it, and people saw that girl that sat down in the chair saw that happened. It's not like we were like keeping it hush hush or anything.
Well, and she saw that I'd like pick it up and I'm like, oh, it's broken. And she was just
she didn't say anything. Uh-huh. She didn't care. So like they obviously knew it was broken and they were kind of being rushy with us that day, I remember. And so it was just kind of like a hectic experience. And,
and to be fair, we said we want to set up down here.
Yes. And we did say we'd never want to set up like one on carpet, but like we had to put our stuff on the bed and it was just very...
The setup was terrible.
It was awful. And it
there's people
ideal.
Getting ready in the room and I'm like, there's too much chaos going on.
Yes. And then that bride, it was my bride. So that bride texted me and said like, what can we do about this? And I said, your bridesmaid knew that happened. Mm-hmm. And I said, and it kind of really sucks that, you know, she didn't feel the need, I guess, to take care of it. It's not my house. It's not my Airbnb. What am I going to do? Grab cleaning products? It's white carpet. It's fucked.
Yeah. Sorry.
You pay an Airbnb cleaning fee for a reason.
It was bad though.
It was really bad. What can you do?
But also,
yeah,
back to what we're saying. If we're saying, please don't make me go upstairs and the setup is going to be better down here, just listen to us.
Listen to your artist.
We know. Okay. But anyways.
That was
God. I almost forgot about that. I don't know why I thought about that when you were talking.
I forgot about it. Well, and then I actually texted the bride, like, I think a few weeks after. And, you know, I wanted to make sure everything was okay and ask her how her wedding was.
She, like, sent photos, I remember.
Oh, no. I asked her if she would send me photos. Oh. She didn't text me back.
Oh.
That's okay. You win some, you lose some.
this was so long ago.
Okay. You need to tell the story about the hairstylist. And I'm going to like interject too because I was there.
Okay. I like to share stories of like when we were together.
Absolutely.
Okay. So obviously back in the day, like we would help each other all the time because we were busy, but not as busy as we are now. So
now
we were able to help each other.
Yeah.
I would help you. You'd help me. Cool. So this was a wedding where she specifically wanted you to be there.
Yes.
And
it was more recent too.
Yeah. It was like
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this bride, beautiful.
Angel.
Bright red aerial hair. Okay. Like you can't miss her.
She was kind of, so sweet.
And very much like, how could you forget this person?
Yeah.
So anyway, so we go to this wedding in San Clemente and that's where it was, right?
It was in San Clemente. And uh-huh. There's really no like Airbnbs actually in San Clemente. Uh-huh. And because I remember because we had been to there before or was that our first time there?
I think I went there after, or I'd been there one more time before, the same exact one.
Yes, something like that. Uh-huh. And so it's kind of confusing. There's not really any parking or anything like that. And it's just, you really can't fit a lot of people in this Airbnb. Like mm-hmm. It's a very tight fit.
Yeah.
Just to give some
So
backstory.
We set up, we're ready to go. And this bride had told me like who did her hair trial and who was coming to do the hair.
And we looked her up on Instagram.
Yeah, and she's great.
And she's got a ton of followers. And her work was really,
really, really
good.
But you can tell that it's like models. Like she had those people maybe come in or... Yeah.
Or that's just the type of client maybe she gets because she only posts those type of people.
Or she chooses what she wants to post.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. So she's supposed to be there at a certain time. And she finally does show up and she had agreed to bring in an assistant.
One assistant.
So she comes up and
She's late.
The bride's sister is the one who answered the door and she goes, "Hi, are you so-and-so?" And she said, "Yeah." And then there's two other people with her and she goes, "Who's this extra person?" And she's like, "Oh, I'm bringing two assistants." And she goes, "Well, we only agreed upon one, so only one person can come in here."
Because there's not room for mm-hmm. three hairstylists, two makeup artists, and 10 bridesmaids whatever it is.
No. So she had told the other person, like, "You need to go wait in the car." So she didn't let her in the room, which I was like, damn, cutthroat. So she's setting up, not talking to anybody.
Well, first, the hairstylist said, "I brought this extra assistant because I have to leave early.
I need to leave at 10 o'clock.
I can only do the bride's hair." And the bride was like, what do you mean? You were supposed to do half my bridal party. Uh-huh. What are you talking about?
And she's all, "Well, I have an appointment at urgent care, so I need to leave at that time." And we're thinking,
no, you don't
make appointments at urgent care. You just show up. What?
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm thinking, oh, you double booked.
She double booked.
Absolutely
for sure.
Booked her, and then you have somewhere else to be.
Yeah.
And that's why you brought the extra person so you could try and hurry it up somewhere else. But like, you already booked this bride and you already told her, have the timeline that you're supposed to finish at 12 o'clock or whatever it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
So then she's, told the other person, like, "You need to wait outside."
So she did. That other girl waited outside.
So then they're setting up that you could cut the tension with a knife. We're like,
oh, you and I were having a great time.
We were, but I could feel it over there. And I'm like, sure. This is so fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, terrible. No one's talking to them.
Yeah.
Whoever sat down with them was like, oh my God, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
So I hear her talking to the bride and she goes, "We never did a trial, right? Like, what are we doing today?" She goes, "No, we did a trial." How do you not know your brides? How do you not know?
And like, check first.
Maybe, absolutely. Like,
I don't know. That was insane.
If it was my wedding day and someone came in and said,
"We didn't do a trial. What do you want to do?"
I would just say leave. I'll do it myself. So she does her hair and it looked so much better, I think, at the trial. I think she just was half-assing it.
She was speeding through.
To try and leave.
And people wanted like little touch-ups and things and she was very dismissive.
Mm-hmm. So at that point, I think they all just wanted her to leave.
Yeah.
Because it just...
was not it.
It was not the vibe.
No.
So she ends up leaving.
I shouldn't laugh.
I know it's not funny, but it's kind of like karma.
Yeah.
At the same time. So she...
Nothing. She didn't die. Nothing happened to her.
No. But as she was leaving... the like Airbnb area
to go to her urgent care appointment,
she got in a car accident.
I should
not a scary one.
No,
like nobody was hurt.
No,
but she got like T-boned or she was pulling out and someone hit her.
They were probably going like 20 miles an hour. Listen here. Okay. Yeah. It wasn't some crazy, but she wasn't on the freeway.
Pretty much. She couldn't go to the other job. And it's like, I mean, if that's not karma at its finest,
but she posted later that day that she, do you remember that? She posted...
Oh, yeah. We looked back.
The hairstylist posted later that day that she got an accident and that's why she couldn't get to her other appointments and she was so sorry.
Uh-huh.
Because she admitted, like, I think she didn't mean to admit, but that she had other clients booked for that day.
Don't lie. Don't lie.
Yes.
Like that... I had to go back and look at her Instagram because I was like, no fucking way that happened to her.
That is crazy.
Maybe she did have to go to urgent care.
Well, she certainly didn't. Because you and I, we had finished everybody and we were leaving and we saw them outside and there was like police and
And I'm like, oh my God.
And everything. And Yeah. And it was them. And you and I looked at each other and we said, well.
I couldn't believe it.
I just
watching it all unfold and just being there and listening to the conversations and being like, that poor bride. I'm happy that it was us and her mom. We tag team the mom. We used to love to tag team
people. Let's tell people what means.
Tag teaming means. So if there's an odd number in a bridal party.
Say there's like 11 people.
And we don't want to take.
We're tired by the end. Let's be
six
honest.
Six and five. We'll be like, okay, the last person, you do eyes, I'll do face.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
Depending on like who's done cleaning their brushes quicker.
Yeah.
And we would take the extra person. And so we did
and
that
split
for.
Split
the money. So we do that for the bride's mom. And she was. I loved her.
I could have cried.
I know. She was so like grateful for us. And she was like so happy that we were there. And
we really made that day for them so much, I think, less stressful and so much happier. Because imagine if it would have been two other makeup artists that, and not to say that you have to be, you know, the happiest, like most like enthusiastic person doing makeup or, you know, you don't always have to perform and stuff. But that's who we are, especially when we get together. We're very theatrical. I would say
we're putting on a show.
Yeah. And people love it. And that's what they know us for.
Sorry, you're paying me. I'm going to give you what you're asking for.
I will. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will do the splits if you need
me. I dance.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sing. I will do anything.
We like to eat.
Yes. We're just fun. And so I think that, you know, by us being there, I think the mom was just so, well, I think everybody, but the mom's like in specific was so grateful for us. Remember she looked at herself and she almost started crying. Yes.
I love moms.
And then, I don't know if you remember this. You probably do because you're like me. She tipped us both $100 each just for her.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Yeah. But I mean, especially for us, like we set the tone for the day.
Yeah.
If that goes bad, you're going to think about that the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, remember we got, we couldn't get out of the parking garage.
Oh, I do remember that. That was terrible. That was not fun at all.
We were trying to call and
yeah that was bad. Mm-hmm. I do really think that it's important that when people, little side note, whoever you hire that for your wedding day should be like one of the top priorities, especially the people that are going to be closest to you in your most stressful hours. So your makeup artist, your hairstylist, and really your photographer and I mean, yes, coordinators too, but really your hair makeup photographer were the ones that are there with you like in the morning, like through the like long stretch of it all.
Yep.
Were what makes your morning, you know?
No, it's very true.
It is. And it's so fun and like, it's just.
In person, yeah, you have to find people that like are going to make it fun for you.
Yes. Which we have a great time.
Well, and we're in your face. When it comes to hair, it's like you could be on your phone.
Yeah.
And they can kind of do their thing. But it, like, if we don't feel good or whatever, it's like we're literally face to face with you. And like, we have to kind of just pull it together.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why it's so important, you know, obviously for us to, we want to be like the best people in the day. Mm-hmm. I could literally talk to you for 100 hours about a million more things. And obviously you'll be back if you want to.
Yeah.
But I want to say thank you.
Of course.
For doing this with me. And tell everybody how they can find you, where they can find you.
Pretty much on Instagram. I don't have TikTok or any of the other stuff. I don't have time for that.
TikTok is hard. No, it's okay.
MUALACIXO on
Instagram.
Can
you spell that?
MUALACIXO.
Okay, great. Yeah. And then, find Lacey on Instagram. And she has a website too. And you will definitely be back.
Yeah.
This was fucking great.
We have plenty more stories to tell.
A lot more, so get ready.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks.
Yeah.
We are Michael Scott. I had to.
Where'd that even come from?
My mom bought it for me.
I need it.
For Christmas, like 5 years ago. And I've never known what to do with it.
Now it's here.
And now it's here. I was going to put that Dwight.
Okay.
I was going to put that Dwight bobblehead in here.
Yeah, why don't you?
I don't.
Next to that.
I know. I need to. Wouldn't that be silly?
Those tits. I swear I thought that was yours.
Why would those be mine?
Could you imagine? That'd be crazy.
That would be wild.
That'd be crazy.
Can you imagine if John walked
your
in?
Own
that's
tits.
Why my own confused. Tits.
That's why I was confused.
No, I thrifted those tits. Those tits were $2. $2.50.
She has like big arms too.
She is great. That is who I aspire to look like.
Really?
Look at her. Nice tits.
You can't even see her pinch face. That's just the craziest part. You only see her tits.
She has an Adam's apple.
Oh, no.
She does. Whatever.
Do we all have Adam's apples?
No. If you're a man.
Just men do, I think.
No shit. How did that get formed?
I don't know.
Couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell you.
Borat.
Couldn't tell you. Dude, this is so wild. This is crazy.